The people who are promoting this are the people who are providing NATO with the ideology of the buildup. When you ask any spokesman of NATO or any member of the State Department, they say because Putin's threatening the Baltics. Well, how is he threatening the Baltics? Where is he threatening the Baltics? Whether maybe this has a financial driving force, mm-hmm. that all these countries have to buy American-made weapons, and this is good business for our weapon makers. And I would tell you that I would put NATO's desire to violate its word to Russia, an agreement signed in 1997, that there would never be permanently based NATO forces on Russia's borders. They want to violate that. We expanded NATO politically. Now we're expanding it militarily. Plus, probably the profit that will accrue to the big American weapon makers, because every NATO country has to have weapons consistent with NATO armaments, and those are mainly American armaments, and it's good business. I would put that way ahead of as a causality. Anything that Putin has said or done or intends to do.